Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures to take a look at how our futures markets closed today and also look at some of the news behind the numbers. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas stations? Today, it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
P&K Equipment's got some great deals on the best equipment around. How great? Green tag great. Right now, get a powerful 5D or 5E series utility tractor and save $1,500 when you buy two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. And we've got dozens to choose from for loading, tilling, digging, and more. That's just how we run here at P&K. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find your nearest location. Offer ends 5/31/13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
Well, we finished this week before the three-day weekend on a very volatile note following the big moves we had yesterday in the soybeans. We had corn just a little bit lower here. We had corn in July down 4 3/4 at 6.57 1/4. We had September corn up just a touch, up 3 1/4 at 5.66 3/4. December corn was up 1 3/4 at 5.36 1/2. Looking at the beans, they really hit the front end of the bean market. July beans were down 23 1/4 at 14.76 1/4. August soybeans were down 12 at 14.02 1/2. September's were up a half at $13 even. And then November soybeans were up 4 3/4 cents at 12.47 3/4. Looking at the wheat market here, we were a bit lower today. July Chicago wheat was down 5 3/4 at 6.97 1/2. September was down 5 1/4 in Chicago wheat at 7.04 1/2. And December Chicago was down 5 at 7.18. And then looking at Kansas City wheat, July was down 8 3/4 at 7.45 3/4. September was down 8 3/4 at 7.52 3/4. And then December was down 9 1/4 at 7.69 1/4. Cotton futures here were down 29 in July at 81.49. And then December was up just a touch. They were up 13 at 83.77.
We'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Stegall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations in Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
Justin, what were traders looking at this week?
Really, overall, the market is in preparation for the three-day weekend, and then the crop progress and condition report going to tell us how many acres are planted for corn, how many acres were planted for the soybeans, and then the overall condition of the wheat crop. Looks like the wheat crop will be probably maintained the current condition. It's not going to be good, but overall shouldn't get any worse. Corn planting should come in around 80 to 85% planted. Which at this point is almost completely done, and they, you know, you keep talking about this rainfall, and they're supposed to get rainfall through the middle of next week. Well, if that's the case, at some point that rainfall becomes beneficial, not negative to or negative to the crop. So now we're kind of looking forward to some rain. The long term forecasts are not for real hot weather like we had last year. It doesn't really say that the drought's over, but it doesn't call for the really hot extreme temperatures or really dry weather. So overall, things for corn looking okay, and the same for the soybeans. Just not a whole lot overall going on there. Wheat, you know, harvest is just around the corner, and everybody's kind of gearing up, and I think that's why prices were just a little bit lower to finish the week. You have to keep in mind that the overall market in July, Kansas City, is still 7.45 3/4, so it's still really high traditionally.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at a few other numbers from Friday. June live cattle up 145 at 120.57. August live cattle up $1.02 at 119.22. August feeders were up $1.90 at 144.55. And June lean hogs were up 67 cents at 94.87. In our energy markets, July crude oil was at 93.82. June natural gas was at 423 per million BTUs. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.